From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Wednesday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his coalition government is stable and dismissed a police recommendation he be indicted for corruption on two separate cases. Robert Berger has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu allegedly accepted nearly $300,000 in gifts from two Jewish billionaires, including cigars, cognac, and jewelry. Police say he also bargained with an Israeli newspaper publisher for more positive news coverage. In exchange, Netanyahu allegedly promised to advance the interests of his benefactors. But under Israeli law, he is not required to resign. The final decision on an indictment rests with the Attorney General, but that could take up to a year. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
South African police have raided the residential compound of a business family suspected of using its ties to President Jacob Zuma to influence cabinet appointments and land state contracts. A neighbor commented on the raid.
Finally, something's being done about it. Yeah. And, these guys must get out of our country. They must leave us alone. They've done enough damage now.
The Guptas deny any wrongdoing. The Speaker of South Africa's parliament wants to hold a motion of no confidence against President Jacob Zuma on Thursday afternoon. Zuma says he is being victimized. Dutch Foreign Minister Halbe Zijlstra resigned Tuesday after admitting he had lied about attending a 2006 meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Zijlstra said he has decided to step down because the foreign minister's credibility must be beyond doubt. This is VOA News. The trial continued in Yangon on Wednesday of two Reuters journalists charged with illegally handling government secrets. Wallon and Jossa U were arrested on December 12th after police accused them of violating the country's Official Secrets Act for acquiring important secret papers from two policemen. The charge is punishable by up to 14 years in prison, and the pair have already been denied bail. The case has been strongly criticized as an effort to intimidate the press, especially in its coverage of the sensitive situation in Myanmar's Rakhine State, where the military is accused of massive human rights abuses against the Muslim Rohingya minority. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that President Trump remains committed to seeing a Middle East peace process move forward.
I think the decision taken on Jerusalem was about the United States and our recognition of Jerusalem and where we choose to place our embassy. But the president was clear also in his statement, and as I just indicated in my statement, that the final status, the final borders in Jerusalem are up to the parties to decide.
Tillerson said the move does not preclude a two-state solution. A group of Hong Kong lawyers expressed concern on Wednesday over a court decision allowing low-ranking government officials to vet election candidates in the Chinese-ruled city. Martin Sechrist reports.
The Hong Kong Bar Association called the ruling the equivalent to the introduction of a political screening process for any prospective candidate. The association said there is no fair, open, certain, and clear procedure to regulate the process, and the requirement of upholding the basic law was a vague and imprecise political concept. Hong Kong returned to Chinese rule in 1997 with a promise of a high degree of autonomy under the one country, two systems formula, but activists see evidence of growing interference by Beijing. Martin Sechrest, VOA News.
Tourists have been canceling hundreds of hotel bookings in the Maldives every day since the imposition of a state of emergency last week. Despite government assurances, things are normal in the island resorts far from the capital. China, India, the United States, and Britain issued travel warnings after President Abdullah Yameen imposed the emergency and arrested judges who had ordered him to free jailed opposition leaders. North Korean skaters Rum Tae-ok and Kim Joo-shik produced the performance of their lives to smash their personal best scores and to qualify for Thursday's pairs final at the Winter Olympics. Backed by 200 singing North Korean cheerleaders, the duo debuted with an excellent execution of their short program to the Beatles' classic, A Day in the Life. The 19-year-old Rum and her partner Kim are the only two of the 22 North Korean athletes at the Games to meet Olympic qualifying standards. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.